Monday, and good afternoon, Terry.
Yes, good afternoon, John, Michael, Marty.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. Do you have anything going on this weekend?
You know darn well. Because you were there, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to compliment my co-workers here at WSMI for all that they did in putting this together. And you know, Katie kind of was the supreme organizer.
She was the organizational
wizard. You were a terrific
wizard.
MC, John. Just did an absolutely marvelous job. And I was so proud of our WSMI family. And big thanks to, of course, to the entertainment, Steve Davis.
Oh, yeah.
A great guy, great bunch of people. And I have to thank the mayor, Denny Held, for helping us out.
You
bet. He's always great about that. And just a lot of people pulled together. So.
You bet. And thanks to Earl for getting this all started.
And Earl was Earl Sorrells. When we first found out, even the first time with cancer, Earl was on the telephone. What do you need? What do you need? I'll have a golf tournament for you. I'll have a cookout.
I know.
So Earl was great.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, by the way, and speaking of that, Terry, we've got a special guest on the phone right about now who wanted to say something. Are you there, caller?
I am.
Okay, well, I think it is time to turn it over to you.
All right. Do you know who this is, dear?
No.
It's probably the last person you expect to be calling you right now, Terry.
Okay.
I can't believe you can't recognize my voice.
It sounds like my wife.
Terry, it's Brenda.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. It sounds like my wife.
Yeah.
There you are.
Don, okay. Is he there? I can't hear him.
Is the other button pushed down on my mic?
Oh, wait a minute. Now it is.
There you go. There you go, hon.
Okay. Now I hear you.
Okay. Now I hear you. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
The best thing that ever happened to me right here, my wife.
Except for radio.
No, you're the best thing.
We'll gladly be number two, Brenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
What prompts this call, Brenda?
Well, I never liked being on the radio.
I know.
But I think that the events that have happened warrant some words from me.
Okay.
And I wrote some thank you cards out this weekend. And, John, I'm hearing feedback on my line.
Are you?
Is there a way to stop that? Yeah.
Maybe. Let's see. It'll bring it down a little bit. Is that better?
I don't know. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
My mind.
All right. We can hear you.
Now I can talk.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, I was writing some thank you notes this weekend and posting them on Facebook. And I'm not good at Facebook, and a lot of people don't have Facebook, and the medium that Terry uses is radio. So I thought I should share those with radio.
Yeah.
And I have several. And Terry, in order for me to get through these, you can't interrupt, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Understood.
The first one is to our WSMI family. What a coordination of troops for Tote Tough. I know you have spent many hours working on this, and it certainly showed as it was seamless. Thank you for your hard work, eagerness, encouragement, and smiles. Your visits, calls, and texts help both of us survive. Those visits brighten Terry's eyes. Special thank you to Brian and Kevin Talley for their support during the 4 months Terry was in the hospital and recovering at home. Radio is Terry's life, and he became the same old Pete once he returned to WSMI. One may think they are loved, but to see such a turnout for Terry for this event is humbling. His positive energy attracts people in spite of what the future may hold. He tells me there's always someone worse off, and I could get hit by a bus tomorrow. How can you not be attracted to that attitude? We are family. Brenda. You have anything to comment on that, Terry?
Very, very true. Thank you.
You're doing fine, Brenda.
All right. This one is to our wonderful community. Terry, the husband, father, brother, uncle, great uncle, sports radio broadcaster, community advocate, and friend of so many, is a one in a million guy. The community actions throughout our tribulations, shown to us through cards, letters, prayers, framed wishes, gifts, flowers, visits, quilt, that gorgeous quilt on Saturday, and Tote Tough confirm your sentiments of the same. It is certain that the proceeds from the benefit will help offset the expenses for this detour in our lives, and we are appreciative of your generosity, and we thank you for it. During the long hospital stay, you got us through it. Your cards got it through us. I would read the cards to Terry, and he would explain the relationship of the sender. Some were friends I didn't know. Some were listeners he didn't know. He received masses on his behalf and church bulletins tucked inside cards. One package contained hand-drawn pictures of by children playing soccer, which were sent to Terry because the teacher told them that the man who helped build and take care of the very park and ball fields where they loved to play was sick. There were cards containing newspaper clippings from events Terry participated in, cards containing pictures of him as a coach, referee, umpire, and handwritten letters, the lost art form in this technical age. Those letters came weekly, and like the letters my parent would have written, contained information on what was happening in our neighborhood, the health of the sender, and the heartfelt expression of love and hope for Terry. He cried, we cried, with the receipt of cards from principals, coaches, past and present high school athletes, and their parents and grandparents who listened to games Terry called. One was on the athletic director's letterhead signed by student athletes and coaches. These cards were emotional as they brought to mind the special memories of his life in radio and the fun he had announcing the state tournaments of 1998, 99, 2006, and 2009. Those games are archived and located on WSMI's webpage. To my text angel, who sends me words of encouragement, complete with balloons, hearts, and confetti, keep it coming. You are my pillar. To all, we love you and are humbled by the show of support for my one-in-a-million guy and his family. May you be as loved as we are. Brenda, Terry, Brendan, and Bridget. Well said, Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was well said.
Very well said.
Okay.
Yes.
To our beautiful Tote family. And this is Terry's family of four. He's the oldest of four. And it's to his siblings, to their spouses, to their wonderful children and grandchildren. To our beautiful Tote family, thank you for sitting with us during the 17 and 5-hour surgeries, the visits, snack packs, prayers, Coca-Cola, mowing, food, words of encouragement, shoulders to cry on, and your own tears of love for your brother and uncle. From Vera to George, from Teresa to T, we are Tote Tough. We love you so. Brenda, Terry, Brendan, and Bridget. To my Pinkston family, Glenda, you saved T's life by looking for and finding answers on this stupid cancer when I was dumb. You sat with me through the surgeries and were there for me at a moment's notice. dead. Your prayers were answered in many ways, as I was certain Terry would die at least three times during his last hospital stay. And Jean, your experiences with heartache gave me hope, comfort, and reassurance that I could do this. You've all been there for me and given me assurance that if I fell apart, you'd be there to prop me up until I could stand again. Thank you. I love you. Brenda, Tote Tough. I'm going to say WSMI. Oh, I already did WSMI.
You did.
This is to my wonderful ISBA family. I'm employed by the Illinois State Bar Association. It's an association not affiliated with the state of Illinois. It's definitely the best place to work. To my ISBA family, thank you for your support from October 2015 to this moment. The hugs, prayers, positive energy, blankets, large monetary gifts, gifts of time, cards, and my bunny peeps kept and keep me encouraged and give me energy to carry on. I feel your hugs and love in the moment most needed. Your great sacrifice of giving me precious time during Terry's hospital stay and home recuperation would be unheard of in any other place of employment. And I'll say here that my friends gave me 28 days of their time so I could spend with Terry. To Bob, Dennis, and the Board of Governors, thank you for the great benefits you provide staff. It is true that people don't appreciate such benefits as insurance unless and until they are needed. Insurance saved my husband's life. The donated staff time allowed me to care for Terry, both in the hospital and in his difficult recovery at home. Many don't personally know my husband. He is a one-in-a-million man. He is not just a husband, father, brother, uncle. He is a force in our community and has served the lives of so many throughout his radio career, especially through his sports broadcast. He has helped shape the lives of numerous young athletes, impressed coaches with his fairness, and thrilled parents and grandparents through the play-by-play of their children and grandchildren. He is a rock star in our community, as shown by the party thrown for him this weekend. I say this because you should know that your generosity and kindness supports this man, this one-in-a-million guy who is my husband. Thank you for your love and encouragement. We are Tote Tough, Brenda. So, Don Michael, that is my list of thank yous that if people don't see on Facebook, they don't see some of them in the newspaper. They've heard them on the radio. They've seen it on the radio.
Yeah.
Brenda, you've certainly, that's just wonderful. Your husband is just a gibbering mass of jello over here on
jello.
The other side.
I know. And that's why I didn't want him to interrupt me, because I would become one too.
I know. That was wonderful. Every single word you said was wonderful. Thank you so much. I know.
You're welcome.
I know how difficult it was for you to stay straight and do that, and you did a wonderful job. So it was great. I know it was heartfelt, most definitely. I don't need to say any more. Thank you so much, Brenda, for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you, John. I love you, sweetheart.
You too.
I love you too, hon. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.